Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledges that the cloud of corruption over the Capitol in Albany is making it harder to achieve end-of-session deals. Cuomo says currently there are no deals on any end-of-session issues, including renewal of New York City's rent laws and a related property tax cap, or an education tax credit the governor's been pushing. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The governor says the renewal of a tax break for real estate developers, known as 421A, has become problematic because any changes to the law benefits some political interest.
If 421A helps the real estate industry, you'll say, oh, that's because the real estate industry are big donors. If it helps labor, they'll say it helps labor. So it's that kind of complicated issue.
Campaign contributions and alleged favors to real estate developers have figured in corruption charges against both former leaders of the legislature. No developer has been accused of any wrongdoing. Cuomo says he and lawmakers need to do at least the minimum by Monday's deadline and extend the measures that sunset, even if no changes are agreed upon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.